Okay, is it going? Yes, it's going. Okay, hi. My name is Maddie. I'm sorry. My name is Madison, and yeah, this is my podcast. Yeah, this is something new. It's a person I followed on Instagram, and you know, she kind of inspired me to want to do this because I like talking, and instead of pretending like there's a camera on me while I'm talking, you know, I'm going to have this on me while I'm talking. Okay, I'm going to drink first, a little bit of ASMR. Okay. Hello, my name is Madison, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dark Mama, Daku Mama on Instagram, which is Dark Mama. But that's all about me, and we're just about to get right into what I'm going to talk about. So I came here because, I don't know, it's just, I feel very inspired to talk about this, because I'm going through it, okay? In my life, I don't know what the next step is going to be. You know, I'm only 18 years old, I'll be turning 19 and like, couple months, 3 months. I don't really know what I want to do in my life. Like, I know I want to be an artist. I know I want to help people. I know I want to, you know, be great, I guess. But I don't really know how to go about it. And school is definitely not my thing. So, I mean, how can you be great and not go to school? You know, I am into astrology, so let me just tell you something. I have a Leo midheaven, and I'm Leo dominant in 10th house. You know, I have a 10th house stellium, so it's like, you know, I'm going to be successful, but like, how do I tap into that energy? You know, it's just like, I understand, like, you know, it's going to take hard work because obviously 10th house stellium, you know, I got to apply some pressure to that. But it's just like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Like, and I feel like people expect young people to know what they want to do with life. And that's just not reality. That's not my reality, at least, you know? And, you know, as a Black woman, as, you know, my ancestors, really, they had blood and sweat and tears and everything to provide me for the best life, and you know, and to make it easier for me, and you know, I just don't want to fail them. But how can I not fail them while also being happy myself? And I don't know, I'm at a point where I'm just lost. I'm still in high school, you know, I'm about to graduate, hopefully, because I'm failing all my classes. Oh gosh, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna pass though. I'm gonna graduate, so don't, you know, it's nothing really too serious. You know, I'm just being lazy. I just have to make up some assignments, turn them in, boom boom bang, we're done. But I really just don't know what I'm gonna do once I get my diploma. Even now, I don't know what I want to do. Like, I don't want to work for anyone. I don't necessarily know what I want to do when I work. Like, the best bet is, you know, being an exotic dancer, which I would love to do. But you know, I'm worried about being judged because unfortunately, I'm a black woman, black lady. I'm a black person, person of color. And I get judged. We get judged. So how can I do what I would like to do or test things out or not know what I want to do without being judged? And I've been experiencing a lot of that lately. Like a lot of that. People have been judging me just about anything. And I feel like black women, black people, we just get judged for shit, for just anything. Just anything. You know? And unfortunately, that's just what's happening right now. And I am afraid of being judged. Okay? I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm just gonna be out there. I'm afraid of being judged. I'm afraid of not being who people want me to be. I'm afraid of not helping people. I'm afraid of people not being inspired by me. Okay, what else am I afraid of? I am afraid of the people that matter most to me not being proud of me. You know, because I desire that support. You know, even if I don't know what I want to do, like, I still desire that support, but I don't have it. You know, it's like I'm supposed to know what I want to do. There's this expectation of me that I need to be successful so that my siblings after me want to be successful too. But I don't want them to look at me and they think I'm the happiest person and I'm the richest person ever, and I'm not happy. Like, I want to be happy. If anything, I want to inspire them to be happy. I know that's what I want to do, but like, you know, what makes me happy, you know? What will make me happy in life? How will I be happy in life? You know? And something that will make me happy is to not, I guess, listen. Oh, sorry. I'm outside. You hear that? You hear that airplane? Yep, it's still passing. Yep. It's still passing. I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry. This is very rude. This is extremely rude. Okay, but yeah, like, what was I saying? I forgot. But, you know, I want my siblings to look at me and I want them to see that I'm happy. And not only am I happy, I'm successful too. And, you know, I don't want my siblings or anyone that I inspire for that matter to think that, you know, you have to, in order to be successful, you can't be happy. You know, you can't, it's just, that's not what it means to be successful. Happiness does not equal success. And I want everybody to get out of that headspace that you have to just keep doing and you're not going to get any happiness from it. You know, I want, if anything, I want to be looked at as like, dang, she real happy. Like, she inspired me to want to be happy too. You know, like Jay Versace, he inspires me to just do whatever and hope for the best, you know, and actually have a plan to do it too. But, you know, I don't know. This goes back to me not knowing, because my mind changes so frequently, unfortunately. One day I can think I know what I want to do, and the other day, not so. You know, I don't, this whole thing, this starting off, this is an introduction to my podcast, is I don't know, okay? I don't know. What is life? Where is life going to take me? You know? And there's one thing I do know. I don't want to go to school. I'm sorry, I don't want to go to the army. I don't want to go to the military, even though the benefits are good and, you know, they can help me get braces because my teeth are fucked up. But, you know, it's just, I don't want to go to school. Like, what? If I'm not actively learning something that interests me, like, for example, learning about, you know, the goddess Oshun, or learning about like African spirituality, learning about sage and how different vegetables can help, you know, me in my body. You know, if I'm not learning about that stuff, which I can teach myself, you know, what's the point of going to school? I don't need to be a doctor to be the best person in the world. You know, I could be a high school graduate that inspires people. But you know, the only way I would actually actively go to school, go to college, is if I figure out what I actually, you know, what I'm trying to do, because I want to help people. You know, that's the ultimate goal. But what the hell am I gonna be helping with? I don't know. So that's the thing. See, this is this whole thing here, the reason why I'm talking is because I don't know. That's it. That's just the whole, that's the topic. I don't know. We don't know. And, you know, I'm actually becoming okay with that. I was in a space of being very uncomfortable because of the fact that I did not know. And it made me feel so shameful about myself because my family was so disappointed because I didn't know. And they just had so, they had these high expectations of me to know. And I just don't know. I don't know. And I'm fine with that. Maybe it's because I'm 18, but I'm really not in a rush anymore. I'm really not. The only thing I'm rushing to do is graduate. That's it. I just want time, I guess, for myself now. I just want to discover hidden talents that I have. I want to discover what languages I can learn, you know? I just want, but unfortunately, you know, I live with my grandparents, and if I have to continue living with them, I do need to know something. and if I get kicked out, I get kicked out. My ancestors, my spirit guys got me. You know, I feel like something will be, an opportunity will be open. Hopefully. I'm sorry if my laughing is annoying. It's just, it's so ironic, you know? Before, when I was 16, I knew anything. I knew what I was going to do. This and that. Third, I was going to go to college. I was going to... all of that. Then I had sex and everything changed. Okay? That just... everything changed. Yeah, it just... wow. Am I bad at this? Or am I good at this? I don't know, but... I hope you understand where I'm heading, because this is something else, man. Turning 18, okay? Turning 18, being 18, being in high school in general, being a teenager in general. This whole thing, everything from me knowing something has finalized and has resulted in me not knowing. And not knowing what I was going to do in my life or where I was going to go in my life used to terrify me as a child. It used to terrify me as a young teenager. I can't believe I'm saying this because time has moved by so fast. But it used to terrify me as a young teenager. I used to know I was going to get married to a particular person. I used to know, how my hair was going to look. I was going to grow my hair out. I'm bald now. You know, it's just, I used to know. Like, I actually thought I knew. But when things have changed so much, and I literally don't know what else is going to happen. You know, I'm not saying that I don't have any control over my thoughts and what could happen, because, you know, we'll get into that different podcast. But I'm just okay with the process. I trust the process. I do. I trust it. I don't know where I'm going. Okay? All I can do is do what I do. Be myself. Express that out. Excuse me. Sorry. Burp. Express that out into the public. I guess because I do want to be in the public. So I'm just have to push myself in the public. And that's what I'm doing. So I guess that's what I'm supposed to do, right? You know? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I just figured out what my life calling is in this podcast. Very exciting, but I still don't know what. I promise I'm not high, okay? I'm not. But yeah, this was it. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is how my head feels, because all these thoughts, all these words are just coming out with no particular order. I'm just saying whatever. Oh yeah, I'm a Leo sun, Scorpio moon, Scorpio rising. If I ghost sometimes, yeah, it happens. I'm Scorpio rising, okay? Scorpio moon. If I feel like I've exposed too much of myself, off to retreat. But yeah, this is my podcast. I hope like someone resonates with this. I just hope this relates to someone, okay? And I just want to tell you that it is okay. If you don't know, you do not need to know. It's fine. Let life happen. Because one day you're going to find out your calling and boom, boom, fireworks, pop, pop. Okay? Off to the next podcast then. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Follow me on my social medias. Hopefully there's somewhere I can put them down. But yeah, that's it. Bye.